State Representative Mark Meadows. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Tony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program. I wanted to ask you about some new legislation, and it kind of, when I saw this, it kind of took me back. I was the social chair for my fraternity, and I can remember us having keg parties, if you will, every couple of weeks. It was our chief financial source, you know, our chief way to make money. And I would drive down here and get a temporary liquor license. But I can't ever remember us having an issue with underage drinking and especially high schoolers. And I know there's a new keg law that you aim, that you hope will cut underage drinking. Talk about that.
Sure. You know, back when I was mayor of East Lansing, the police chief came to me, and actually we had a, I guess it didn't happen at your fraternity, but we have a big problem with blind pigs in most university communities. So in conversations with other university communities, police chief had come forward with this idea that if we tagged kegs, which is what this legislation actually does, we could actually trace who had taken the keg, who was selling the beer, because that was a significant problem for us, identifying who actually was the source when we would come upon one of these keg parties that, you know, label, you know, you put your name on your cup, you pay $5 at the door, and it's all you can drink. And it's a significant money raiser, I guess, legally for your fraternity, but in house parties and where it happens as a blind pig, of course, it's a felony. So it's... We think we can control it a little better, and certainly, you know, we had a tragedy here in the local community just recently where the young man, you know, crashed his car and his passengers died, and now he's, you know, headed to jail for a lengthy period of time. And all this underage drinking is a significant issue, and this will help us control it a little bit. I don't think it's a cure-all. But it was a suggestion, and it took, you know, about 10 years to get it passed. But a bill that Alan Sanborn had last year finally was passed by the legislature and signed into law by the governor.
So November 1st, stores will put a tag on every keg sold to identify who bought it, and the buyers will have to fill out the paperwork that includes their driver's license number and other identification.
That's it. And, you know, we tried to make it as easy as possible. You know, really, they show their driver's license usually when they get a keg anyway, but now they have to actually fill out, you know, a little form that's provided by the Liquor Control Commission to the owner of the liquor store, and it's supposed to be something that, you know, isn't too onerous, but it will help in controlling the dissemination, I guess, if you will, of alcohol to underage drinkers, but not just there, to actually operating these sort of illegal bars that might be out there at one point or another.
All right. The inspectors from the Liquor Control Commission will check up on retailers to make sure that they comply. And if they get a tip, they'll have some information. And bottom line is, Mark, if they're going to be having these parties, they got to do two things. Number one, they got to make sure everyone's 21 or older. And number two, they got to provide rides for those people who are drinking. And with what's going on in East Lansing with the different means of transportation, there's a million cab companies, the buses run late, so there really is no excuse.
That's right. And actually, and not just students, but you know, young people from all over the region who come in you know, to sample East Lansing's entertainment opportunities in the downtown area often take those cabs home. When the first cab came to the city council, I was mayor, and we said, really, a cab company in East Lansing? And so the guy starts operating, and the next thing we know, we must have 20 cab companies operating in East Lansing. It's a tremendous deal, and it's a great deal. It's very inexpensive for people to just say, I'm leaving the car here, or I'm not even bringing it here. I'm going to go home, go down, have a good time, and take a cab home.
Why were you opposing House Bill 4109, a partial birth abortion bill?
You know, Tony, it already is illegal, not only by federal law, but in state law. This really wasn't a bill that was changing Michigan's law. It's been illegal since, like, 1994. when the state legislature at that time passed a bill that said that no doctor in the state of Michigan can perform a partial birth abortion, and if they do, it's a misdemeanor. The legislation that was put forth is really just one of those litmus test pieces of legislation. In other words, Right to Life of Michigan said, you know, we've supported some of you guys, and we want you to vote again to prohibit partial birth abortion, even though it's already against the law. And, you know, really, I think it was a waste of our time. It is put out there simply to divide people within the legislature when we should be working together to put people back to work in Michigan. And so I voted against it. It's, for me, it's a woman's choice to begin with, which I said on the House floor when this bill was being debated. But in addition to that, it really was a pointless exercise because all of this is completely illegal already.
All right, and I just wanted to get your take from an event that you recently took part on, and it dealt with the rioting situations in the past in East Lansing. Can you tell us about that?
Well, you know,
the East Lansing Riot Commission is what I'm referring to.
Yes, and I was just going to say that. Yeah, I headed the East Lansing Riot Commission. It was sort of my last act as a mayor, and it was the last riot that we've had, actually. I had a little pushback from the university at the time, who I think they wanted us to just figure, let's go on and see what we can figure out. But I thought we never had an opportunity before to bring the public in and have them express their concerns about it, to have students come in and participate in the process of determining what's right, what's wrong, how are we handling this right, what are we doing wrong, so that we have repeatedly seem to have these public disturbances. And there were a series of recommendations that came out of that, ultimately adopted by the city council. The police department was fully in support from both the university and the city. We're completely in support of the findings that we made. And, you know, whatever we did, I think we did it right, because we haven't had one since. So it is, you know, I think we've had great success at Michigan State University improving relationships between the community and the university. Those town gown issues were always very vexing for everybody, but things are looking good. And we win a national championship in football, basketball, hockey, and any other sport we have at the university, and we all celebrate great, and we don't have to burn any cars and break any windows or do anything like that.
We're talking with State Representative Mark Meadows on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 8:45. Before I let you go, Mark, want to get your take on a story at Michigan State University. The Black Student Alliance recently has had a march through campus. They've had an emergency town hall meeting. And they allege that there have been more than three instances of discrimination, of things written on students' doors, on verbal things said to black females at Michigan State University. And I wanted to get your take on this story.
Well, the university should take a very aggressive stance with regard to any issues of racism on campus. And I think it's great that the Black Student Alliance brought attention to this issue. Hopefully, they can determine who the perpetrators are, and those students who practice racism on campus should be expelled from the university. That's my opinion.
All right, Mark, what's new and newsy? What are you working on?
You know, we're working on a number of things. We've got a jobs package that we hope to have out within this month. It's a package that we hope puts people back to work in Michigan, provides incentives to small businesses throughout the state of Michigan, some kind of tax break for them, even though we had this big tax thing. You know, I don't know how it really, you know, impacted small businesses, but they're the major employers in the state of Michigan, and we need to get more people back to work. We're looking at some significant reductions in our personnel and our ability to support people with this reduction in unemployment payments, and those folks, you know, if they want to work, we've got to provide the jobs for them.
All right, and this package, in essence, will give tax breaks and other incentives to folks who hire?
That's exactly right.
All right, and Mark, I want to get your take on one other thing. Had a gentleman, and now his business is in Eaton County, but he's about to go out of business because of road construction during the summertime. He's an ice cream shop. He's looking for financial help. Is there some place small business owners can go when they need that type of help?
You know, there is. I can't, you know, give you an address or a phone number. There is assistance there, but, you know, that is, by the way, temporary taking, and he actually has a right to compensation from the road construction so that, you know, he can help his business keep going. So I say, as a lawyer, he should call his lawyer.
Okay. I've got a lawyer on the other side of the glass here, so we'll see what he says. Mark, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Okay. You have a great day, Tony.